recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Mesechet Me'ilah, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Dalet. These sugyas are not easy sugyas because they're built on many, many layers of chada, migoy chada, migoy chada, migoy chada. And that's why, even though they're short, that maybe they're taking us a bit of time. So let us, in order to begin today's Daf, let us once again review what happened to us. Rav Gidel Amar Rav had come up with a mimer yesterday that if you're Zerek Dam of Pigel, it is not going to be Motzi Midei Me'ila, so that it's not considered, even though Lagabe, the din of Pigel itself, the Zerika is not a meaningless act. It is that which is Koveya B'Pigel. Nonetheless, vis-a-vis the din of Me'ila, Kodshei Kadashim only become Hutter from their Me'ila when there's an actual Heter of the Boser L'Kohanim. Since by definition, Pigel will never be Mutter L'Kohanim, you cannot remove the Pigel. Fine. On the other hand, he also says that the Zerika of Pigel cannot bring Kachim Kalim to be Chayav and Me'ila. Why? Because once you do the Zerika of Pigel, you still haven't allowed the Emurim to be put up onto the Mizbeach. And since the only thing which makes Kachim Kalim, Kachim Hashem, to be Chayav and Me'ila is a Zerika that makes the Emurim Miyuchadim LaHashem to be Kachim Hashem, this is not called Miyuchadim LaHashem, and therefore it is not Chayav and Me'ila. That's what he said yesterday. Now, among other issues that we discussed in attacking the Mimer of Rav Gidel Amar Rav, was the use of the word Pigel. Now, we said over there that the Gemara talks about the use, the actual word of what happens, and this is a mission actually, what happens if you shecht a korban teda with a machsheves chutz lizmana. So the, it says over there that shechta chutz lizmana, the lechem is kodesh. In the normal case of a korban teda, that you shecht a chutz lizmana, the lechem is kodesh. Now that's kachim kabin. It says the lechem is kodesh, whether that means kodesh literally l'me'ila, or kodesh for whatever psulim would affect the lechem, such as yotzei, or such as being sensitive to a tfuyom, and being nifsa b'tfuyom, we can still conclude that the zrika of Pigel is considered to be a zrika. So if it was considered to be a zrika l'gabei other psulim, why would it not be considered to be a zrika for those psulim? That was one question that we asked, and we answered it. He didn't write, Rav Abba didn't have an answer, but Rav Abba answered it, that actually there's a big difference between Zerika, remember that Rav Gidel Amar Rav was talking about Zerika Spiegel, and the Mishnah was talking about Shkita Spiegel. And the big difference is, a little bit counterintuitive, the big difference is that Shkita of Pigel is considered to be not yet Pigel. It's only incipient Pigel. Because Pigel is only Chal when it's Korvu Matirav. Korvu Matirav is that you did the Zerika. And that exactly accounts for the difference between Rav Gidel Amar Rav, who's referring to Zerikas Pigel, and the Mishnah, which is referring to Shoketes HaTeda with the Machshavas Chutzesmana, is only Shkitas Pigel. The difference being that a Shkitas Pigel may be possible, but Lamaisa, it's not yet considered to be fully Pigel. It's only afterwards, when you complete all the Avodas B'Pigel, then, and you weren't Maharev another Machshava, then it's Kaveh the Pigel of Chutzesmana. Okay, so all that Rav Gidel Amar Rav was saying is that there'll never be a Zerika, which is the Gemar of Pigel, which will be Motzi Midei Me'ila or maybe Midei Me'ila. He's not suggesting that a Psul like Pigel is necessarily not going to be Mekadesh Lecha. It would be Mekadesh Lecha. Fine. Now, we asked on that from the Din of Kenitz. It said, and this is, we have to review this in order to understand today's Gemara. Yesterday we said that in a case where somebody is cremates, and this was a mimer of Ula, which the Gemara is taking very seriously today, even though it's only a mimer of Ula, because what do we ask of Gidol Mara from Ula? But the Mefarshim explained that since Ula brings a Kal V'Chomer, we treat it as being an unassailable thing. It's as if it's a given that this is true. So Ula said that a kemetz of pigul that you bring up on the Mizbeach, poka pigulo mimeno. Now, when you say those words, poka pigulo mimeno, what you're saying is that the kemetz itself was truly pigul, and at the moment that you do the halah, that real pigul is poka. Which doesn't make any sense according to what Rav Gidol Amarav was saying. Because now that we've made Rav Gidol Amarav dependent on the difference between incipient pigul and true pigul, then a kometz of pigul is an impossibility. Because a kometz of pigul is mashma, that you can turn a kometz into pigul. But kemitza is only shita. So what do you mean, poka pigulo imena, when you go ahead of your makdiri? It never was pigul. All you could say, what you should say is that the pigul itself is never going to be high. But I mean, it's not as if it's paka pigula. To which the Gemara answered that it doesn't really mean a kometz of pigul. And even though it uses the lashon of paka pigula, and when it talks about a kometz of pigul, it means that kometz which was done as that which would bring it pigul b'shas v'haktara. If you actually go and you're makter it bepigel, then there's nothing left bechlal of Isra on the kemetz, because it's not possible to have a moment in which you were both koveya the pigel and also it should be liacha the aktara, mimamanasha. If it's before the aktara, you weren't koveya the pigel. If it's liacha aktara, so then already normally aktara removes pigel. So it never gets to the point where it actually becomes pigul. That's how Rav Gidol Amarav will understand it. Today, the Gemara asks, v'ha-katani. Now, this is a continuation, even though it says katani, it doesn't really mean katani. In other words, this is a continuation of the mimer of Ula. So Ula says, in a way that makes no sense, and the Gemara in Zvachim discusses it, Ula's words are, you know why I say this? Because imachirim mevili de pigul hu atzmo lo koshike, that if a machshava of kmitza bepigul is sufficient to be mevi shirayim to the chiyuv of pigul, so even though the kemetz per se you'll never be chayev on, but the shirayim you'll be chayev on. Okay, so it itself hu atzmo lo koshike, can it not be considered to be pigul itself? Now, obviously, that doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Because he was saying himself that it's paka pigula. So what does the words mean? Imacher megali de pigul. That doesn't even make sense, right? So the Gemara explains over there that what it means is that it's got to be that if you're malet lemizbeah, that is considered to be a true haktar. Because if it weren't a true haktara, how could it be koveya the shirayim in me'ila? That's what I'm saying. So don't try to tell me that since it was a kibitz of pigul at the time that it was malah l'mizbeach, it bichlal never became pigul. No, of course it became pigul. Because we see that if you eat the shirayim of a mincha, that you are mefagal b'shas kmitza, that the shirayim are pigul, your chayef karas. So why in the world would you think that it never became pigul? Now, for heaven's sakes, the way we explained it yesterday, according to Rav Gidol Amarav, this makes no sense at all. Because according to Rav Gidol Amarav, what it meant is that the kometz remains not really pigul. It's just incipient pigul. And here you're telling me that if the kometz is maybe l'day pigul, so apparently the kometz b'shas kmitza. Is what you're saying. Is maybe l'day pigul? No, says the Gemara. That doesn't mean that. It also means, says Rav Gidol Amarav, in other words, that would be Rav Gidol's response, when it says, im acherim maybe l'day pigul, doesn't mean kemetz is maybe l'day pigul. It means that kemetz at the time of the haktara is maybe l'day pigul. But he's not suggesting that the actual kmitza per se is what's mechayev the shirayim. The actual kmitza alone is not mechayev the shirayim be pigel. So you would need to do a pigel with haktora. That's what it means. Omer le'ravina le'ravashi. The Omar Ilfa machloket b'shtei avodot. Now, before we even ask this kasha, we need to review the Mishnah that we had in Zvachit, where we had a machloket between Rav Yudin and the Chachami about the din of kahartzaat kasher kahartzaat pasul. So remember, again, when it comes to pigel, there's a unique halacha of pigel that all of the dinim of the chiyuv of pigel are only chal if Korav matiro kemitzvasa. So if you, let's say, you did a shechita in order to eat chutzlizmana, or makrif chutzlizmana, and then you did the zerika in order to eat chutzl mekayim, right? It wouldn't be pigel, because you did the zerika but psul. You cannot introduce any other psul into the korban, even if you were just doing the zerika shalom lishma. The entire Aveda has to be done bikashrus for pigel. Strange concept. So pigel has its own world of artzas kasha. It's the equivalent of artzas kasha. Now there was a machlokas revita in the Chachamim about whether a different machshava will pasul even if it came after the machshavas chutzlizman. According to Rav Yehuda, if the first machshava was, let's say you do the shkita in order to eat and you did the zerika chutzlizmana, there it will not become possible. But if you start with the psul of chutzlizmana, and then you go on and add something else, that doesn't possible the original chutzlizmana, and it does become pigel. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now, on that Mishnah, Ilfa said, now where do we have a machloket between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbon about whether we should look at Iruv Machshavot as being where you have a different machshava coming first or second? That's only if it didn't come at the same time. So in other words, where do you have this machloket is only b'shtei avodot, only where there's two separate actions, even though these actions are both part of the same avoda. For instance, let's say a guy goes ahead and he says, I am shechting the first simen of this animal with a machshavas chutzlizmana. And then I'm completing the shechita by shechting the second simen, chutzlo mekayma. So over there, each siman stands on its own and it gives it, it's the, that's what I mean by shtei avodot, okay? But if in one simen you would have two machshavas, so let's say the guy says, I'm shechting the first half chutzlizmana of the siman, the second half chutzlizmana. Then the kule alma irov machshavas itzaka. Everybody would be made, even Rabbi Yehuda, that this is called an irov machshavas, and it's definitely not a chiyuv of karet. It's only possible. So we say here is the kule alma, both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim would say irov machshavas havoi. Now I don't understand. Alibler of Gidl Amarav, there is no pigel yet. Did not Rav Gidl Amar, the whole answer, it's not that he himself said this, but the only approach that we had to understanding Rav Gidl Amarav in light of all the questions we were asking was Rav Abba's explanation. And Rav Abba's explanation was that there's a difference between real pigel and incipient pigel. That was our answer. Which means that in a case like this where you do shechita alone, you haven't done pigel. I don't care even if there wasn't the Iruv Machshavas. According to Rav Gidl Amarav, there's no pigel with a machshava of chutzlizmana at the time of shechita unless there's also zerika. So I don't understand what you're saying. Says the Gemara, for Rav Gidl Amarav, I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying all that Ravina meant about the Mishnah is that when you do the zerika of the pigel, then we need to look back and see, was this the zerika of an Iruv Machshavas in the Shechita, or was this a zerika's pigel of non-Iruv Machshavas? I'm not suggesting that it's called pigel at the time of the Shechita. Of course we require a retroactive understanding of what happened. So Hachinami, what it means is, Lichizark, when you'll do this Rikaspiegel, then it will be now, Igole Miltelamafreya, will now look back, and we will now be able to determine, was it or wasn't it a Machshevaspiegel? That's what it means. Look back at the Shechita and see, Ibavodachat, Ibishteyavodot. That's what it means when it says that it's considered to be Piegel. So, oh no, wait a minute. Now you've got me very confused. If you're now ready to say that when a Mishnah talks about the act of Shechita, what it really meant was the act of Shechita in light of the ultimate Zrika. So then going back to the case of the Taita, where it says that you were Sheikhet the Lechem, so then over there, it would also mean that you did the Zrika, and now we're looking back at the Shechita. And now we want to look back at the Shechita and see if Kodesh Alechem. But, so then we're back with our original problem. The only way we got out of the first Kasha we had in Rav Gidl Amarab, from the Mishnah about Shechet HaTeda, with a Makshevet Chutz Lizmana, why we say that the Lechem is Kodesh. So we said, that's because you did not do the Zrika. But now I see that the Mishnayos and Zvachim use the word Hashochet, meaning looking back at the Shechita after the Zrika, what was the din of the Shechita? So now we can't say it was incipient. Now we're saying ex post facto, we now understand we were dealing with real Piegel. So then we're back with our original Kasha, according to Gidl HaMarav. If it was real Piegel, how was it Mekadosh the Lechem? How was it Mekhayev the Lechem even? That it should become Nitzel B'Yotze, whatever. No. When it says over there, Kidesh HaLechem, it means has nothing to do with Me'ila, nothing to do with other Psu. It means that the Lechem is Kidesh to be puzzle in and of itself, and is looked at as Kachim Psulim and requires Sreifa. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that it gives it a Kedusha in order to get other Psulim. So it's Kodesh Lipasel by Sreifa, and that we shouldn't look at it as not being Psule Kochim, to look at it as Chulin that never became Kodesh, in which case it wouldn't require Sreifa. No, it's Kodesh requires Sreifa like all Kochim Psulim. Fine. So a whole different way of looking, according to the way Gidl HaMarav understands it, whole different looking at the series of Mishnayos and Zvachim that we're dealing with Piegel. Because according to him, we'll never deal with Piegel from the beginning. And if we are referring to it at the end, where we can look at it retroactively, it would never have had the ability to be machshir something to be pasul. The only psul is pasul, meaning to burn it. That's all that it means. Wow. Okay, that's a big chiddush. Can we bring a raya? Let me misayel it. Can we bring a raya to Rav Gidl HaMarav from the following brayta? Hapigul le'olam ma'alimba. Now, what do you think the meaning could be of such a statement? You will always and forever be male in pigul. I mean, it's got to mean that if there's going to be a chiddush here, it's got to mean that even though you did the Zrikat Adam, which is normally Mafkia Piegel, you should know that if you're talking about Piegel, forget it. The Zrikat Adam will not help you, which is exactly what Rav Gidl HaMarav said. Zrikat Adam does not help to be Motzi Kodshei Kadoshim from Piegel, right? Okay, so my love, it's got to be talking about that Afagav de Izrek Hadam, even though you did the Zrika, since it was Piegel, it doesn't help, and it's Misayele, it proves Rav Gidl HaMarav. Well, no, maybe somehow you weren't Zrek Hadam. Oh, come on. Zrek Hadam is ridiculous. So that has nothing to do with Piegel. If you weren't Zrek Hadam, any carbon that's Kachik Adashim, of course, Liyola Mayalin, but what kind of, it's a completely trivial statement and has nothing to do with the fact that it's Piegel. So, Maila Meimra, Ela Liyaylam. Now, the truth is that this is a little bit of Rama'ut, this question. Because in reality, think about it yourself. Is there not a Havamina to say that if something is Piegel and Puzzle, that that itself means that you're not male? It certainly is, and we're going to see this among the Omar who holds that Shechita alone and the Piegel since it's Nifsal, removes Me'ilah. Forget about Zrika. So we're pretending that such a Shita is ridiculous, right? Because otherwise, there's nothing to discuss in Rav Gittel Amirah. So assuming we can ignore that, then I can ask you, so Milo Mema, I mean, our only discussion was whether Rav Gittel Amirah is correct in saying that Zrika is not Motzi Midei Me'ilah. But certainly, we're never even entertained the fact that even if something is pigal, it would be chayav in Me'ilah. Why not? We're assuming. Why not? Therefore, my only conclusion is, El Eliolam, that you do did the Zrika. And maybe, however, it's still not a riot to Rav Gittel Amirah. Why? Because maybe it's referring to a Korban Eilah. So Korban Eilah, even though you did the Zrika, no Korban Eilah is ever Yotze Midei Pigo B'Zrika, because there's no Heter L'Kayanim. So it remains Kodshei Hashem. Ask the Gemara, and we're back where we started from. Then it's completely trivial. That's exactly the point. No Korban Eilah is ever Yotze Midei Me'ilah. So what's the Chiddush? You're telling me as if it's Pigol, then it wasn't Yotze Midei. It's never Yotze Midei Me'ilah. What kind of funny statement is that? Pshita, de gavoa hikula, it completely belongs to the Mizbeach. What's it shayach to say it should be Yotze Midei Pigol? Midei Me'ilah. What's the nafkamina if it's Pigol or not? Now again, this is a little bit of a cover-up, right? Because there may be the Chiddush that the very fact that it's Pigol. Okay, fine. But we'll leave that aside for a moment. Not to mention the fact that if you look at the Sefer of this very bright, you will see that it is not referring to an Eilah. And what is that? The Sefer says, suppose, forget about Pigol, suppose the dam of this carbon was lan before Zerika. Now, it's already the nighttime, so the dam became Nifsal, and you went ahead and you were Zerikit. Doesn't make any difference. Afa Pisha Chazar Vazarko, it's all very nice for you to do the Zerika the next morning. That didn't change a darn thing. You're still going to be Mael in this car. Now, tell me what we're referring to over here. I mean, Yamit Bishom Bechatat. If you're telling me that it's a Korban Chatas that we're talking about, so fine, I can understand that you're telling me a Chiddush that normally a Chatas Liachar Zrika would be not Mael, Kamash Malan, since there's a Psolina, therefore you are Mael. But if you're telling me that it's talking about an Eilam, Zricha LeMeimar, there's some Chiddush that Maelim po. So obviously we're talking Dafka about a Chatas. In other words, a Korban which otherwise would have been Motzi Midei Me'ilah through the Zrika, since there was Lina, it's not Motzi Midei Me'ilah. Yeah, now, gentlemen, I must tell you, there is an entire conversation beneath the surface going on in the Gemara here. And you are meant to understand that conversation beneath the surface. Because otherwise you could forget about understanding this daf. Okay? And even the Rishonim pretend, I'm hoping pretend, because otherwise it was ridiculous and they weren't copying what was going on. But the Rishonim, which is the derech of the Rishonim, the derech of the Gemara, is to pretend that we're dealing with particular questions, particular answers, even though it's not that we have questions and answers. It's that all of this is a subconscious give and take. Okay, because let me point out to you that what we just engaged in was an absurdity. Right? In other words, we started talking about the Reisha. We said, well, the Reisha can't be talking about an Eilah, because if it was talking about an Eilah, it's Pshita. And I can certainly prove to you that the Seifa is a riot to him, because the Seifa can't be talking about an Eilah, because it would be an absurdity. So you didn't add anything, for God's sake. You just said that about the Reisha. You said it can't be talking about an Eilah because an Eilah is an absurdity. Then you turn to the Sefer and you say, and for sure you wouldn't argue anything about the Sefer, and the Sefer, of course it's an absurdity. But it's no more absurd than it is in the Reisha, darn it. So what this means is that all along there's a subtext. What is the subtext? The Sefer was not talking about Pigel. That's the subtext. In other words, in the Reisha, I understand that deep down, you doubt everything that I'm saying. Why do you doubt everything that I'm saying? Because since we're dealing with Pigel, Maybe that's good for the point of the bright, is to say that despite the fact that from the time of Shechita was Pigol, there is still Me'ilah. And that's a Chiddush. Okay, so you doubt me. Let's turn to the Sefer, where we're talking about Lina. Surely there's nothing to doubt about Lina? About Lina, there's nobody that says that it was Lan Mishat Shechita. That's silly. Because we're talking about a Korban that was kosher, and you didn't get around to doing the Zrika, and now the Dan became Nifsal. Fine. You're telling me that anybody in his right mind would think that there's a Chiddush in that for an Ayla? Of course not. There's no Chiddush for an Ayla. Because never is an Ayla not Moyal. So forget about Ayla. Okay. So now, the Sefer is certainly talking about a Korban Chatas. Therefore, I assume that when we go back in the Reisha, and then we say the same thing. We're talking about any carbon, even something that would have been Hutar normally, but because the Dam was Nizrak, and has Pigol, therefore it is not Hutar, and that's a Rayat of Gidol HaMerav. That's all that I'm saying. But if you're talking about an Eilah, yeah, so let's say that inside. You understand the subtext? Which means, gentlemen, once you keep this in mind, you will be able to understand the next piece of the Gemara, as you'll see in a moment. But without it, you wonder what the heck it's talking about. So here. So therefore, therefore, my question is this. Seifa, where it's got to be talking about achatas, is definitely a raya to Rav Gidol HaMerav. Is the Reisha also a raya? Do we say that ho'ilu misayelei seifa, misayelei Reisha, that since the Sefer was clearly assuming that it's talking about a chatas, so too is the Reisha referring to a chatas, in which case it would be a riot to Rav Gidol HaMerav, or not? Now, again, on the surface, this is a nonsensical discussion. And not only nonsensical, it violates every Gemara that you've seen about the way in which we do these things. The Sefer is Misayeli. First of all, who cares about the Reisha? That's not what you're saying. You brought me a Raya. Good, you have a Raya from a Braita. What are you now, curious? You're curious about whether the Reisha is talking about a Chatas or not. First of all, for God's sake, I proved to you that it was talking about a Chatas. Because I said to you it was an Eilu Pshita. The Gavai Kula. So, and then I said, and look at the Sefer. So now, and what was the Raya from the Sefer? The fact that if it was an Eilah, wouldn't make any sense, which anyway was the Raya from the Reisha. So now you say, shall we conclude that the Reisha is also a Raya? What kind of stupidity is that? So therefore, the subtext is Mechayev, the only possible response to this. Because it means what was really the Gemara's question is it true that because we can conclude that Dam, that was Nifsal Bolina, is not Motzi Midei Me'ilah? Does that necessarily mean that Dam of Pigol is not Motzi Midei Me'ilah? That's what we're asking. And therefore, the only possible response to the question is, hey, now wait a minute. Maybe indeed the Reisha is not a Raya. Why? Because it's talking about Lina and not talking about Pigol. Now, I know you're going to say, okay, but isn't it? It's basically the same halacha. Dam that is Nifsal is not Motzi Midei Me'ilah, right? Wrong. And that explains the strange Gemara that follows now. Asks the Gemara, hey, wait a minute. Seifa should say, mi pshita de misayeli? What are you indeed? The way you phrased that was very tricky. You said Seifa's vada misayeli. And you expected me to swallow that. And if I swallow it, so then I'll say, okay, then I admit the ratio was misayeli. But I'm not going to swallow it. I'm going to ask you, well, hold on a minute. Why would the Sefer be Misayele? Why not, says the Gemara? I mean, Maishna Halana. I mean, why would there be a difference? Oh, there certainly is a very important difference. What is that? Halana, your Ka'avid Biyadayim. When you're dealing with Lan, you see, you expected me to swallow the fact that all Psulei Dam are the same. And that the main meaning of the Braita is that only a Dam, which is going to be Matir, is also going to be Motzi Midei Me'ilah. And if I'll accept that statement, then I'm basically buying into Rav Gidol HaMerav, who says that Dam, that was Pigol, is not Motzi Midei Me'ilah. let me offer you a completely alternative version of reality, okay? Dam that was nifsal is 100% motzi midei me'ila. Whether it's nifsal al yedei pigel, whether it's nifsal al yedei lina, I couldn't care less. And you turn to me and say, what do you mean you couldn't care less? The Braita says over here, for sure, at the very least, the Braita is saying that if you have dam that was nifsal balina, it's not going to remove me'ila from your korban chatas. And I will say to yes, that's true. But it's not because dam is not motzi midei me'ila. It's because just like we find that the chachomim were kones, they were angry about places where kohanim fouled up. So if you were passeling a chatas with a lina, and now you're going to use that dam to do zrika, what do you think? We're going to let you eat it. No siree. It's going to remain usur. And the me'ila is going to remain on it, even though not really. The minrabanan, it's going to remain on it. But you know why? That's because lina is easily measurable, isn't it? It's a physical fact. Any kohen that walks by and sees that dam there should be thinking to himself, oh my God, it's 3 minutes we've got left. Let me take care of this immediately. There I will give a knas. Pigel is invisible. Memela, the chachomim were not kenes over there. So who knows that it was Pigel?
The
Kavod
B'Yadayim is something that can be dealt with by him.
Yes.
And I did it.
Yes, it's even though it's passive, but that's called B'Yadayim. It's something measurable B'Yadayim. So since lina, not using your hands to be lan, is something that you do on a visible, concrete object. So over there, I'll give you a knas. So halana de Kavod B'Yadayim. Over there, min rabbanan lo man izrik lafukim midei me'ila. Where Maz Machshava, the Lord covered Biyadayim, Ma'ane Lezrika, Lafuki Midei Me'ila. Ah, you'll say, hey, what? This is an exercise of futility. Anyway, we know from the Rasha that it was got to be talking about, where over there it's talking about Pigel, not Halona. And it says over there exactly the same words, and I already proved to you, did I not? I already proved, can't be talking about a Korban Oila, it's not Moitzim, sorry. The Chakas Midei Me'ila, right? Wrong. Why wrong? Because here the subtext comes into itself. It's wrong because I suspected all along that there was another point to this braita. And the other point of this braita was to deal with a sugya we'll talk about tomorrow, about whether mishashkita, when something becomes pigel, it's already no longer aser b'me'ila. And the braita needs to tell me, even though this is pigel, I'm not talking about Zrika Saddam at all. I'm telling you, even though it's Pigel, it's not Yotzi Midei Me'ila. That's all I'm telling you. Zrika, not Zrika. I'm not discussing Zrika. You decide what the din is Zrika when I talk about Zrika by Alana. You understand? So if you don't recognize that there's a subtext throughout the sugya, then the entire thing is a big joke. We're playing games all along.
She's the one who said it's Kocher Hashem.
Mm-hmm. It's not shaykh to be my own, it's something that's possible. There is a mandi omer like that. So even though Tosfos asks it as a kasha, but what about the fact that we already produce it as a teretz? I'm explaining to you, you can't see it as a kasha and a teretz. It's a subtext, because if it weren't a subtext, every back and forth of the Gemara is a joke from the beginning of the sugya to the end. So obviously, it means that we've taken into consideration throughout the sugya the possibility that there's a chiddush, that something which is pigel, you could be mayalon, irrelevant of Zrika Saddam, and nothing to do with Zrika Saddam. The moment it becomes pigel, at its earliest point, even b'shat shechita, there is a mandiyon holds, no more pigel. Comes on the bright side to say, not true, pigel mayalon by the ilam. I don't know, ilam, I mean, I don't necessarily mean more than normal. I'm saying, but just because it's Pigel doesn't mean they're Mayalima. If Zrika's Motzi Midei Me'ila, maybe Zrika's Pigel's also Motzi Midei Me'ila. I'm not discussing that. I'm just saying, don't think something Pigel doesn't have Me'ila. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Now, once you see it that way, the sugya is Me'ir Einayim, very clear. All of these strange departures of, well, if I know it from the Sefer, do I know it from the Reish? Well, do I really know it from the Sefer? It's obvious that that's what we're looking for over here. Okay. All right, fine. So that's not a raya. Maybe the following right is a raya. Lema hamisayeh, later of Gidol HaMarav. Ha-pigul b'kotshe kodashim mo'alim bo. There you go. Straight out. Now, I mean, it's got to be talking about even though you were Zurich. Otherwise, what Kiddush is there? Of course, it's the same subtext. What do you mean, what Kiddush is there? You know. Umisayelek. Misayelek? How? Maybe it means the Lo Zurich. What? Lo Zurich. So what are you saying? That if you were Zurich, what would the din be? That the Zrik of Pigel helps to take off Me'ilah. Okay, so then Achinami, Dein Mo'alim Bo. Is that what you're suggesting? That Rav Gidol HaMarav may be wrong, and there would be no Me'ilah if you did the Zrika. Now, if that would be the case, how do you understand the Sefer? The Sefer says, but when it comes to Kachim Kalim, over there you should know that Pigel by Kachim Kalim Ein Mo'alim Bo. I mean, I could have said something much more powerful. I could have said, and even the Kachim, when do I mean you're Mo'alim Bo? Before the Zrika. But Liyaka the Zrika, you won't be Mo'alim Bo. Why didn't I say that? Lift like Beresha, but they just say very straightforward. Say the opening words of the Brayta. Say, Hapigo b'kachikachim mo'alim bo. And then say, Bamed varem amurim lifnei zrika. But li'achar zrika ein mo'alim bo. Right? Oh, you're right. That is vadai misayayale. That sefer is definitely a riot. That b'kachikalim ein mo'alim bo. Okay, if that's true, shall we also say that if the Sefer is a Raya, should the Reisha also be a Raya? Same discussion that we had. Lema holo misayele Sefer, misayele nami Reisha? Answers the Gemara, no. Because Kachim Kalim is a straightforward question. Psikale. Kachim Kalim is not Mayo, period. Doesn't matter when you do the Zrika. Doesn't matter when we're talking about, before Zrika, after Zrika, because the Zrika won't help to bring Kachim Kalim Lidei Me'ila. That doesn't mean that the Reisha would be Misayele. Why not? Because of what we said before. There's an alternative explanation to the Reisha. And that alternative explanation is that if you have Pigel, you're always Me'il in the Pigel. But of course, that's only perhaps up until you did the Zrika. My Chiddush being that the Mandi Omar who holds that Pigel, you're not Me'il on, is wrong. That's all. But here the Gemara has come up with an ingenious new possibility. And what is that? Until now we looked at Rav Gidol HaMarav as being an all or nothing proposition. There were two statements that Rav Gidol HaMarav made, really. And we saw them being equivalents. That's what we thought. We thought Baruch Mordechai or Haman, what's an Afkamina? But there is an Afkamina. Here the Gemara is saying the Sefer that says that Kachim Kalim is never going to be Chayev and Me'ila is Psikale. That's a Dover Pasha. Whether you did a Zrika or you didn't do a Zrika. And in that, Rav Gidol HaMarav is 100% proven. Not like we said before, oh, well, let's talk about Lina. It's not even referring to Pigel. No, you're referring to Pigel. So the part of Rav Gidol HaMarav that said that a Zrika's Pigel cannot be Mevi Kachim Kalim Lidei Me'ila is proven from here. Because you just said, it's Psikale. If it's Psikale, it means that the reason that I said that Seifa was because there I didn't need to be Mechalik between before Zrika and after Zrika. That's why I wanted to use Kachim Kalim. If I was willing to make a distinction before and after, you're saying maybe I could have applied that distinction to Kachim Kalim. So I'm saying this because I don't need to apply it. Okay, so does that mean that the truth is when it comes to Kachim Kalim, now that we've shown that a Zrika's Pigel is not maybe Lidei Me'ila when it comes to Kachim Kalim, does that also prove that a Zrika is not Motzi Lidei Me'ila when it comes to Kachim Kalim, which is the Orer Haman of this equation because of Baruch Mordechai? And for the first time, the Gemara is suggesting no, it's not a Raya. So Tosus, of course, again, questions. Not a question, it's a simple pshat in the sugi that we, but he's questioning in order to clarify to you. I don't understand. Up until now, it was a simple issue. Yes or no? Is the Zrika of Me'ila considered to be a Zrika's Dam, or is it not considered to be a Zrika's Dam? All of a sudden we're saying, it's not considered to be Hizrikas Dam in terms of being maybe Kachikalin. Lidei Me'ila, but maybe it's considered to be Hizrikas Dam in terms of being Motzi Kachikalin from Me'ila. Why are we entertaining that now for the first time? What changed? How do we perceive a difference between them? If we're ready to accept that it's not Me'ila, Legabe Kachikalin, then let's accept that it helped him. Motzbedei Me'ila, Legabe Kachikalin. Answers Tosfos with the Hesber of many Achronim, it's not very clear. Answers Tosfos that there is an innate difference between the two Ma'amorim that we thought were just a question of Aroham and Baruch Mordechai. One doesn't follow from the other. Because let us remember that the din of Kachin, when its work is completed, is no longer Shayach to Kodesh. It is not necessarily true that it's the fact that it's mutter lekayanim that means there's no me'ila. It's the fact that I've done whatever I need to do vis-a-vis Kodesh.
Also, it's also
completely. So where it comes to a carbon oila, we're over there. Until what point? Some rishonim learn until loitzas hadeshen, because the trumas hadeshen is a mitzvah that is still chal on the ashes of the oila. So that means until that time, I'm being Isaac in the needs of the Mizbeah. Kadesh needs it, and Mabel is still Me'ila. Because I see that I have to be Vini Chumcha. But when it comes to the din of Pigel, it's true that there is an absolute Zrika Saddam for people. And that is Karzat Kasher, Karzat Pasu. Are you so convinced, the Gemara is asking now, are you so convinced that a Zrika that helps to be Kovea Pigel should not be a Zrika that concludes this carbon's history in Kodesh, and therefore removes Me'ila? You can't show me from the fact that Kachin Kalim, which by definition never belonged to Hashem, and therefore, in a case where I did a Zrika Psula, ended up never becoming Shayach to the Mizbeah, you can't bring me a Raya from the fact that I don't turn something into Kach Hashem, that I haven't removed Me'ila in a case where the only thing that needed to be done with it was the Zrikas Psul. So maybe the two do not follow. And this is the first time, after asking all of these questions, that we've arrived at the deeper meaning of the interrelationship between the two parts of Rav Gittel Omer Rav's discussion. And look, I mean, look at the artistic beauty, the way that the Gemara brought this around. First taking a Braita, where the Reisha and Sefer were interrelated, maybe, but because of a completely different question of logistics, and then bringing up Raita, where they were related intensely conceptually, and even there asking, shall we say, and concluding, not necessarily. I mean, it's absolutely poetic. It's just astonishing. You know, it's something that is completely so technical. And you write a technical paper in a way that it just leaves you breathless at its presentation. Its presentation is just stunning. So it got you to gradually buy into certain ideas and shattered your ideas one by one without even pointing out to you that those were your mistakes. I think it's just amazing. Absolutely ingenious. That's what the Rambam says. You read the Gemara, you don't have questions about Ruach HaKadosh. The Gemara is the Eidus to Ruach HaKodesh. It's not humanly possible to write something on so many different levels with so much different subtext, with such beautiful, literal elegance in its presentation. Yes. Half of the fact. Okay, now, actually, the next piece is an introduction to the very concepts that we have been discussing up until now. But you know what? It is so late. And this was such a complex sugya, and this is the introduction to tomorrow's Gemara. Let us wait. The next piece is just a quote from the Mishnah. If you want to, we can read it through in a moment. It's just a quote. Then we've done our daf. We'll go back over it tomorrow. Klal Amar of Yeshua, Ko Shaitala Shat Heter L'Kayanim, Ein Mu'alim Ba. Ko Shaitala Shat Heter L'Kayanim, Mu'alim Ba. So anything that Kayanim didn't have rights to, ever, That's the only time you have me'ilah. A zoi shaitala shateter lekehanim, where first the aveda was done properly, and then it became nifsa, let's say lina, or it became tame, or it was yetzit from the azora. And what is an example where there never was a hatter lekehanim? Where the shechita was done, where the machshava chutzizmano, or chutzinikema, where the kabbalah's dam was done by apostle, or apostle was zorek the dam. Fine. That's what the Mishnah said. Tomorrow we will examine in more detail the implication of this clause. Now here too, says Rav Gidol Amarav, it means Yisura the Maite Lidei Pigu. Omer Levina L'Ravashi, the Omer Ilfa on the Gemara, on the Mishnah and Zvachim, of the Machlokas Rav Yudan Nechachomim, about whether Kadma Machsheves Pigu to a Machsheves of other Yisra, a Psu, Machloket b'shtei avodot kigon d'yamar eni shochet siman rishon chutz zmano and siman sheni chutz lekomo. So over there, Rav Yehuda holds, since you did a full siman chutz zmano, it remains pigul. Avod b'avodachat, everybody, even Rav Yehuda, is made that it's a ruve machshavot avoy, and it doesn't make any difference which one came first. It's an iruv. So I thought, according to Gidol Amarav, there's no pigul. No, it means ex post facto. In other words, after you do a zrikas pigul, then look back. Antigoli milta iba avodah chati b'shtei avodot. Well, if you're telling me that the Mishnayos used that language, so then we were talking about a teida where we were saying that the zrika, that the shkita of a teida, which was a chutz lezmana, that it passels the lechem. So then what you're really saying is that it's after zrika. So then isn't that a raya that it's kaddish for me'ilah, not like Rav Gidol Amarav? No, when it says kaddish over there, it doesn't mean it's kaddish. It means it's kaddish in the sense of being psulei mukdashim, that it's kaddish lipasel, the boy srefa. Leman b'sayeli. Hapigo la olim wa'alim bo. L'chori, you couldn't have said it any better if you were Gidol Amarav yourself. Lav avagav the Izrik dam. U'misayale. No. Maybe it's the Lozarak dam. Lozarak dam? Either Lozarak dam, my lamemra. Well, actually, the olam de Zorik. Fahitanya, ayi, ba'ola. Come on. Pshita, that's kavoi kula. Not to mention the fact that in the Seifa, you certainly wouldn't suggest it's talking about a carbon oilo, would you? I mean, over there it says, landama, afa pishach azar vizorko, moalimbo. So yeah, I'm with bishloma bechatat, fine. And it's a chiddush. But you're going to tell me it's an oilo. It's regal amemer, the moalimbo. Obviously, it's kula le gavoa. It's got to be talking about echatas, okay? So if that's the case, same thing is true of the ratio. And over here, you can't get away by arguing that maybe the only point of the ratio is to tell me that even though it's pigol, you're still mauling, because you're not talking about pigol. So say for vaday miseyele, the dam puzzle is not going to be motzi midei me'ilah. But what about the ratio? Shall we say hol miseyele, say for miseyele, nami ratio? No. Who's to say that the Seifa is really Misayeli? Mipshita the Misayeli? It isn't. Because Majna Alana, I'll tell you Majna Alana, to cover be a daim. That's why Loman is Rika. Lafukimidemi Ilam and Rabona. Masha Inkain, where you're talking about a Machsheva Spiegel. So Machsheva, look of it be a daim. Maybe over there it is Manila's Rika. Lafukimidemi Ilam. So for me, there's no raya. Okay. Lemaha misayele. Hapigo bekotshe kadashim mo'alimbo. Now, what could that mean? Even though you were Zorek, right? I mean, otherwise, what's it say? And it's misayele. No, maybe it means the low Zorek. We need the low Zorek. So now, here we don't even ask. So then what's the chiddush? Because we've already taken it together. We've exposed ourselves, you see. We already exposed ourselves by talking about that previous bribe. So I'm not going to play the game anymore. I'll play a different game. So I'll say, sir, if that would be the case, then what? Zark Mayok and I'm the Moalim Bo. So then on my katani sefer kachub kalim moalim bo liflog beresh of litne. All you need to do is Bamedvar Mamor and Lifnei Zrika, Balayakas regain moalim bo. So therefore the sefer is Vadai Misayali. Shall we say that necessarily the two parts of Rav Gittel Amarav's statement are interrelated, and therefore hola misayele seifa misayele nami reisha? No. Kachim kalim is psikale, and achala psikale. That's why we didn't want to make that distinction. Klal Amar of Yoshua. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Oh, you got back last time. Between all our trips, we haven't been together all of us. All right, so we have to make up.
Yes, yesterday.
So yesterday was Dalet. We were supposed to be there, right?
Unfortunately.
We'll do that Dalet and that Hashem. So let us start this morning on that Dalet. So we are continuing now with the sugya of Gittel Amarav. Rav Gittel Amarav said that a zrika of pigol to his two things that it doesn't have chashivas on in terms of dinam of miyula. Number one, it's never going to create a shas heter lekeyanim, and therefore will not remove the dinam miyula from kachim. Remember that in order for kachay kadoshim to be yotze from the dinam of miyula, something needs to happen to it to make it edible for keyanim, and until that point, it's going to be chayev b'me'ilah. So since it was done b'pigul, says Zerv Gittel Amarav, it'll never have etzel l'kohanim, it will never be yotzei mitoch me'ilah. On the other hand, kachim kalim don't become roi for me'ilah until you have a zrika that was kosher to make their emurim rui and mizbeach, and therefore a zrika of me'pigul will not be begin me'ilah, will not be mevili de me'ilah by kachin kalim. Those were his two assertions yesterday. So, where did you get up to, actually? You got up to the top of Dalet. So then I gather you got up to the third line. I mean, you couldn't have gotten up there. Right? Omar le Ravina le Ravashi, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so just briefly to review what happened. The Gemara asked from a number of places where we find that Pigol seems to be Chal immediately, even without Zrika. And one of the cases was from that you had was from Kemitza, because Kemitza is the equivalent of Shchita alone, and Shchita alone was able to give it a din of kashrus legabe. In other words, what we see here is that wherever we're going to be koveya a halacha with a shchita or a kmitza of pigol, and that has a din that it's actually the equivalent of a real shchita and a real zrika, that would be a problem for Rav Gittel Amarav, because Rav Gittel Amarav asserts that pigol is not sufficient. He applies it over here to Me'ila, but it ought to apply across the board. Later the Gemara will be Bechalik between the two. So yesterday, for all of the places that we brought a Raya, the Gemara says that even though it says Pigol in that case, and it's talking about, it appears to be talking about the beginning, it actually means the beginning of the process that leads to Pigol. But in each case, when it was talking about the Mincha, it meant Pigol B'Kmitza and the Haktorah of the Kemetz. And therefore, when it's talking about Shchita, it means Pigol B'Shchita and then later in the Zrika as well. That just means the beginning of what's necessary to be made in the day Pigo. So asks today the Gemara, the Omar Ilf, now this Gemara is assuming a lot of the reader, because it assumes that you know the whole sugya that it's talking about in Zvokim and in Menachos. And over there there's a Machlokas, if you will recall. Let's just give a little bit of background. When it comes to Pigo, a Pigo that's Mechayev Karet is only a Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano. Chutz L'Mekomo may be called Pigo, but it's not a Fiyev Karet. If you have a mixture of Machshavot, you think both Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mekomo, it's not a Fiyev Karet. Because the rule is, by Pigo, it's got to be a pure Avedas Pigo, otherwise, or Stam, which means that it would be a continuation, but you can't be ma'ariv other machshavot psul, such as shelo lishma, v'chatas, and so on and so forth. It's got to be a real pigul all the way through. Now there's a machlokis over there between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan. According to Rav Yehuda, when you're dealing with shchita, if you had a machshavas chutz lizmano first, and then you put in a machshavas a chutz limekemai, and remember that in shchita you have two simanim. If you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchilava atzov, it means that the shchita of each simen is, for all intents and purposes, a separate act of avodah, because each one is called a shchita. Now Rabbi Yehuda says over there, it depends which comes first. If your machshavas chutz l'zmano comes first, then it's not called iruv machshavas if on the second simen you have a kavon of chutz l'mikoma. According to Rabbanan, it is. Comes along over there, Ilfa, v'yamar Ilfa, machloket b'shtei avodot. The only time that we said that there would be a machlokas, that as long as you would have a machsheves chutz l'zmano on one clear-cut aveda, that would be sufficient. And when it says shtei avodot, it means within the context of one shchita, each simen being viewed as a separate avoda. It doesn't mean technically shtei avodot. Kegon diyama hareni shochet siman rishon chutz l'zmano, v'siman sheni chutz l'mekomo. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds you had an entire Aveda that was defined by the Chutz L'Zmano, and therefore it's Pigol, because remember, Yeshna L'Shchita B'Tchilu V'Atzov. Aval, V'Avodah Achad, had it been all within one simen, then even Rabbi Yehuda would have been Modeh, the Kulei Alma Iruv Machshavas Yitzkat, that you have in that case a confusion of Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mekomo, and you would not be Chayiv Karet. But one thing is for sure, I mean, the whole discussion over here revolves around the Shechita. The first simon, the second simon, whether it's both within the same simon, but if it would, in a case where you would have done the entire Shechita, the Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano, everybody would have agreed that it was Pigol for all purposes. Now I thought, I don't understand, I thought that we asserted yesterday, that it's only Zrika. It's the Zrika of Pigol that is important, and now he's talking about the Shechita of Pigol. Yeah, but here it's a Shechita alone. Yeah, of course. Hochinami, no. What it means, it doesn't mean it ended here. It means, lichi zorik, at the point that you go ahead and do the Zrika, you now have to look back and say, and what happened in the Shechita? If the entire Shechita was done with a Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano, then this Zrika helps to be Kovei Pigol with such a Shechita. Machenkin, had it been a confusion of Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mekomo, whatever that confusion is, if it would have been a confusion, then it wouldn't be Pigo. But it doesn't mean it's Pigo now.
Does that mean that during the Zrika you have to have the thoughts of Pigo?
Yes.
Else it doesn't.
Yes.
If you don't, then what happened is Shita.
It's not going to define it, it's not giving it the same halachas as Pigo all the way through. That's what Gidol HaMarav is claiming. So when it says of Yeruv Machshavot, it means V'chi Zorek. When you do the Zrika now, the Pigo, so now Tigola Imilsa, we now look back at the Shechita, Ibavadachat, Ibishte Avodot. That's how to understand it. But he will always assert, that Rav Gidol HaMarav, that the point of discussing Pigo begins when you also have a Zrika Pigo. All of the various Mishnayot that are talking about the dinim of Shechita for Pigo are only retroactively after the Zrika. We now need to see what we did in the Shechita. So then, wait a minute. So then, by extension, by the case of the Todah, we spoke about the Shechita, whether it was Koveya the lechem of being kodesh, correct? That was the case that we had before. Where was the lechem? The case of that Rav Papa asked Abaya yesterday, so 2 days ago. So the end case over there was shachta chutz lezmana v'chutz lemekoma kidesh halechem. Now, it doesn't say anything over there about Zerika. Now, clearly, Rav Gittel HaMarav is going to say that the last part is a continuation of the first part. In other words, at the time of the Zerika, I should now look back and see if it was shachat chutz lezmana or chutz lemekoma. Yeah, but so what? When it says kidesh halechem, remember, we're talking about kachin palim, correct? So what are you talking about when you say kidesh halechem? For what? For Pigel? For Me'ila? I thought, according to Gittel HaMarav, Kachim Kalim can never be Kavua for Me'ila with a Shkita and Zvika of Pigel. Is that what he said? So how is he going to explain now the last part? Fine, he wants to explain the first part is talking about the Chizorik, but then he's going to have to explain the second part in the same way. So how does Kachim Kalim become now Shayek to Me'ila through a shtita and a zrika of Pigel? He said it's never kavua b'me'ila through Pigel. So then how does it explain that it's kidesh alechem? No, my kidesh lipasel doesn't mean for me'ila. Obviously, Pigel cannot be mevili de me'ila. What it means over there is that it becomes kidesh, that it's now going to be the dinim of kidesh posel. If it had been just cool, obviously I can't eat it. Because it's Pigel. But what do I do with it? If it's Kodesh, then that means I have to burn it. Now it becomes a Srefa. If it would be just plain Chulin, so then whatever. As long as I'm not minna from it, it would be fine. Comes along the mission over there to say it's Kodesh, meaning it's Kodesh Posel, and you have to burn it. But it certainly does not imply that there's a Chiev of Me'ila. That's how we'll have to understand it according to Rav Gittel HaMarav. Lemon Misayele, after trying to bring proofs against Rav Gittel HaMarav, let's see if we can prove him to be correct. It says, Hapigo Olam Moalimbo. Now, what does that mean? You will always be Moel in a Ishkorban that was Mifugal. Doesn't that mean Lav Afagav di Izarik Dam? Doesn't that mean, even though I went ahead and I was Zorik the Dam, since it was a Zrikas Pigel, according to Rav Gittel HaMarav, what should be the din? It will never be Motzi Midei Me'ila. And that's exactly what it says here. It says, Liola Marlimbo. Seems to be saying precisely what Rav Gittel HaMarav asserted. Says, well, maybe not. Maybe it means before Zrika. Maybe it means the Lozorik Adam. What do you mean the Lozorik Adam? Lozorik Adam, I have a main brother. Understand, what's the Chiddush then? I mean, if there was never a Zrika, it would never be Yotzi Midei Me'ila. The only case that we're talking about, we have a Korban, it begins with a given that it's going to be Moel. You have to do something to take off the Me'ila. If I never did the Zrika Saddam, what am I doing to take off the Me'ila? What does it have to do with Pigel? I just didn't do the Zrika. You're right. I mean, the Olam Desarik, it's not that. Of course, it's talking about that you were Zarek. And the point over here is that it's referring to a case where it's an ayla, the chitani ibeola. It means with a carbon ayla, and therefore maybe had it been a carbon chatas, where normally there would have been a heter achila, and the only problem over here is pigel, maybe an over there enafinami, that's sufficient to remove the me'ila. You're trying to bring a riot to Rav Gittel HaMarav. A rioter of Gittel HaMarav would require you to bring me a case where, if it hadn't been that it was a Zrika of Pigel, it would have taken off the Me'ila. But we're talking over here, perhaps, about Kachin Kachin meaning a Korban Ayla. A Korban Ayla, even if it would not have been a Pigel, it would not have taken off the Me'ila. Maybe that's why, Liyola Mayalim. I don't understand, but that. So then there's no Kiddush. What do you mean? Of course we are Lamoyalim. Iba'ila Pshita. The Gavoa equal, I don't understand. It has nothing with Pigel again, if it's a carbon oil. You're telling me that I was Zerik. And Mamela, I can't bring a riot of Gittel HaMarav Because the big chiddush over here is that an Eila will still be chayav in Me'ila even though I did the Zrika Pigul. No. And if I did a normal Zrika, what's the chiddush? Obviously, an Eila always goes on the Mizbeach. I'm never going to have a Heter L'Kayanim on a carbon Eila.
How does Zrika take off the Me'ila?
Normally, we understand that Zrika would take off Me'ila because it creates a Heter L'Kayanim. But certainly that's not the case by an Eila. Well, it doesn't become, what do you mean, like Kulin? I mean, vis-a-vis Me'ila, it becomes like Kulin. Yes. In other words, if a Zar eats that which is meant to go to Kohanim, it's not a Chiyuv of Me'ila. So first of all, it makes no sense to say that it's talking about an Eila. Because to say that I did a Zrikas Pigol and an Eila, that somehow that should work to take off the Din Me'ila on the Eila doesn't make sense. The Yod. Furthermore, it can't be talking about a case that I went ahead now and was Zerek only on an Eila, not on a regular case. Because take a look at the Sefer. It says, Landama, if the Dam became possible through Lina, in other words, I allowed the sun to set on the Dam before doing the Zrika. Apal Pisha Chazar V'Zarko, even though now I go ahead and I'm Zorikid, you would still be Mael on it because the Zrika is a useless Zrika. Now, tell me what that case is talking about, a Chatas or Mael? I mean, Iyamit Bishleim Ebechatas, if you want to tell me that we're talking about a Chatas, and therefore, in the Reish, it was also talking about a Chatas, then okay, then it makes sense, Shapir, then it's a Chiddush. But you're talking about an Eila, I understand. If that's talking about an Eila, Tzriach L'Me'ila. Is there any need to tell me that there's a din of Me'ila? Of course there's a din of Me'ila. So, Eila, there's always a din of Me'ila. And why would it be better now that I did what? Less Me'ila if I did a Zrika that was puzzled because the Dam was long? Makes no sense. Therefore, it's got to be talking about a Korban Chatas. So are we now agreed that we have a Raya to Rav Gidlo Marav? Seifa Vadai Misayela. Yes. This last piece, you're 100% right. Assuming, now again, this we're going to see that we're going to question this, but we're making an assumption over here. Our assumption is that Dam that is possible because of Lina is no different than Dam that is possible because of Pigel. It says here, Beferush, if Lan Dam, and I go now and I do the Zrika after the Lina, then it's Vadai going to be Moel. If that's the case, we're assuming that if it would be Pigel by the Dam, and it was a Karban Chatas, it would also be continued to be Chayav from Me'ila. Because why should there be a difference between Lan and Pigel? In both cases, you have Dam that's possible. There's no, clearly there's no heter of Achila L'Kayanim. The fact that the carbon is possible doesn't take off the Chiyav of Me'ila once there was a Chiyav of Me'ila on the carbon. And so Mamela, Rav Gidlo Marav certainly seems to be right from the last part of the Braisa, assuming that Pigel is no different than Lina on the Dam. But do we now have a right to go back to the Reisha and say, having seen that the Seifa was referring to a Chatas, then undoubtedly the Reisha was also referring to a Chatas. And it means that even there in the Reisha, we'd much rather bring a Raya from the Reisha, because the Reisha was talking about Pigel. And that's what we want, I mean, that's what Rav Gidlo Marav is talking about. So shall we say that Ho Misayele Seifa Misayel Inami Reisha? Says the Gemara, just wait 1 second over here. The Seifa Vadai Misayel, it should say. Are you so convinced about that? That the case in the latter case, where you have Dam, that was Lan, and you went ahead and you were Zorik that Dam, and it doesn't take off Me'ila, that necessarily proves that Rav Gidlo Marav is correct in saying that if you have Dam that was Pigel, and you were Zorik the Dam, it would not take off Me'ila. I'm not convinced of that. Maishna, why are you not convinced? What's the difference between Lina and Me'ila? I'll tell you what the difference is. Lina ka'avid biyadayim, and over there lo mahanizrika ma'afuki bidei me'ila. Lina is an act that you do, not really, obviously it's passive lina, but comparing it to pigo, where the only thing that's involved is a thought process, we're calling it an act. So as we physically see the fact that you did not do the zrika of the dam, and you let it sit there until after sunset, and only then you did the zrika. So over there I understand that zrika cannot take off the din of me'ila. Obviously, midiraisa makes absolutely no difference. But our assertion over here is in terms of me'ila derabbana. And it's possible to be machalic and say that the Rabbanan would be kones you, since you allow the dam to be lan, that they will not allow a zrika of dam posel to remove the chiyuv of me'ila derabbanan. And remember that we have three levels of me'ila, or of isurim that are involved. One is the me'ila d'oraisa. Me'ila d'oraisa means that you pay a keren plus a chomesh, which is 25%, which comes up to 20% of the total of the knas, plus you bring a korban asher. That's me'ila d'oraisa. There's me'ila d'rabbanan that we've spoken about. Me'ila d'rabbanan simply means that you're going to have to pay hegdish, the value of the me'ila. We also have an Isser d'rabbanan. An Isser d'rabbanan we find very often that the Rabbanan asur bahana'ah, but that doesn't mean that you are mechuyev to pay the money back, because the thing that you were nene from is essentially valueless. Let's say like chata'ot ha'metot, we'll discuss later. Okay, so we have three different dinim. Here we're talking about me'ila d'rabbanan. Rav Gittel Amarav is saying that if you do a zrika that is of dam that was pigel, it will not remove the din of me'ila. Says the Gemara over here, maybe the Rabbanan would tell you that if the dam was lan, so that I see a miser was done, despite the fact that it's a passive miser, but I can see the act. Over there they said we're not allowing a zrika puzzle to remove the me'ila. But it's possible that on pigel alone, where it's all in your head, that over there they did not give a knas that they would not remove the me'ila. They would remove the me'ila, since it's possible.
But you could say the other way around. You could say people's machomer because it brings the chiyuv of asid or the chiyuv of kares.
You could, but you have to prove that that's the important point.
Yeah, as far as I understand the limit, if the korban is not kosher, in other words, if it doesn't work, but then there's no inyan shel me'ila, right?
No, there is.
There is.
Yes. Remember, it depends what your starting point is. If your starting point is a carbon that belongs to the mizbeach, namely it's kodshei kodashim, then you've got to remove it from the reshuts of the mizbeach in order to remove the me'ila. So that means you need to do an act that is kosher. If you start off with kachin kalim, it doesn't yet belong to the mizbeach. That's a fundamental difference. So there won't be me'ila until you make it roy for the mizbeach. Rav Gittel Amarav said that this has to do with both issues. In order to remove it, you'd have to do a kosher zrika. And in order to be machnes it, you'd have to do a kosher zrika. So pigel would not be kosher. The question over here is it a proof to him, at least partially, that if you have dam that was possible lina, that did not remove the kedusha? Says the Gemara, not necessarily, because as long as we can distinguish between the psul of lina and the psul of pigel, you can't bring a raya. Now it's true what Aaron said, we're going to distinguish it in the other direction, but that's not the point. We're trying to bring a raya. We're not trying to answer something. You can't bring a raya for it if I can't prove it. So therefore, even the sefer really doesn't prove anything. So let's see that inside. I'll tell you the Mishna. Lina, I should say, not on the Lina, the Kavit be a daim, maybe lo mahani zrika lafuki bide me'ila. Whereas Machshava de lo Kavit be a daim, maybe mahani zrika lafuki bide me'ila. So I don't know. I can't prove anything much from a brisa that deals with Lina to tell me what the din would be, legabe pigo. But how about from here? Lema, maybe from the following, I can prove, Rav Gil Amarav, Lema Hamesayelet. Here it says beferish, ha-pigul, b'kotshei kodashim, mo'alimbo. Now that seems to be saying that you should not make the mistake of thinking that if you did whatever would normally have taken off the Me'ilah of Kodshei Kodashim, but you did it with pigul, it would still help? It won't help. So doesn't that mean la-fa-fa-gav d'zorek, u-misayelet? Does that not mean that if I did a zrika of pigul on Kodshei Kodashim, I would still be moel, which is exactly what Rav Gil Amarav said? No, maybe it's talking about you didn't do the zrika. What do you mean you didn't do the zrika? So then what? I mean, Tosafot says, first of all, the cloud doesn't make any sense. Because if you didn't do the zrika, then it's like with pigul. If you never did the zrika, it never would have been taken off the Me'ilah. So Tosafot answers that the point over here could be, the Gemara is thinking that maybe it's dafka because you did it with pigul. But if it hadn't been done with pigul, it's possible that there would have been a heter despite the fact that I don't do zrika. Why? Because we'll see later on that the question of heter lekayamim is by no means clear, whether it means that he literally needs to be able to eat it, or that it needs to have a step towards heter kayamim. Perhaps just the shechita would have been sufficient. Or perhaps the Kabbalah, which now makes it into a position of kol ha'imed lizrok kezaruk dami, it's now in the coast, ready to be zorok, maybe that's enough of a heter lekayamim. So at this point, the Gemara is not sure of the issue. We'll see, we're going to ask it later today. But so we thought that maybe it meant dafka, because it's pigul, the fact that it was now in the coast, ready to be zorok, is the reason that it doesn't have a heter lekayamim. But ain hachinam, if I'd actually done the zrika, and I was maratza in terms of pigul, maybe that would have taken off the me'ilah. By the way, that's a very important yesod. I really should have been marked in it, in terms of the chiddush of Rav Gil Amarav. Remember that a pigul korban is not a pasul korban the way normal things are pasul. A pigul korban, the way we put it in Zvachim, is an anti-korban. In other words, it needs to have every last thing done properly in order for it to be pigul. You can't have a pigul korban that had a psul of yoshev or a zar in some element of it. It has to be a perfectly kosher korban to be pasul. And yes, as I'm saying, it's a mirror image of a kosher korban. So, I mean, therefore, the thought is that if a zrika, which is in a kosher korban, takes off of me'ilah, and a zrika, an anti-zrika, so to speak, a mirror image of a zrika, should be sufficient to take off the me'ilah of a pigul korban. That's the idea. Says Rav Gil Amarav that that's not true. And we're looking to see whether that's true. Here, when the Brisa asserts that even though that the carbon, I mean, we thought it meant, even though you did the zrika, you would still be male in it. If it was done with pigul, that would have been a riot to Rav Gil Amarav. Now we're saying, but it doesn't say you did the zrika. Maybe you didn't do the zrika. You'll ask me, now what's the chiddush? If you didn't do the zrika, it's never going to take off the me'ilah? Not necessarily. We'll see later on that it's possible that if you didn't do the zrika, as long as you did the shechita, or at least you did the Kabbalah, that itself may be called heter lekayamim. So our hava mina is over here, perhaps what it's referring to is delo zarek. So then what are you saying? I will zarek my, that what? If you had done the zrika, so then ain mo'alim bo? Is that what you're saying? You had kachikachim, you did a zrika b'pigul, and you're claiming that maybe this brisa would have been happy to say not like Rav Gil Amarav. Maybe you would not have been moral on it, correct? No. Because if that's correct, then why did the Seifa of this Brisa, which was trying to give you an alternative case, contrasting case, the only contrasting case that the Brisa found was the case of Kachin Kalin. So it says in the Seifa, the Kachin Kalin, ain't bothering that in the same situation, the Kachim Kalim, this Zerika would not have brought you Lidei Me'ila. I don't understand. You could have brought me the same case in Kachim Kalim. You could have said, I'm going to Kachim Kachim. What did you have to go to Kachim Kalim for? You started off by saying that if you're talking about a Kachim Kachim, Me'alim by no matter what. And now you're saying that I'll give you a case with lo ma'alim bo. That's kachim kalim. Why? I'll give you a case in kachim kachim with lo ma'alim bo. Where? Where you did the zrika. And that's what you're claiming. You're claiming that when it says you would be mo'el in kachim kachim that are pigal, it means without zrika. That's what you're claiming. So then you want to show me a case where you're not going to be mo'el? Bring me also a case in kachim kachim where I did do the zrika of pigal. Because according to you, the brice is not going like Rav Gidla Marav, right? And why do I feel a resistance to this very simple thought? Let's try this again. Rav Gidla Marav said, even if you do the zrika, but it was done with the dam in a pu'ula of pigal, it's not going to take off the megillah. Okay, we have a perfect proof.
Kachim kachim.
And the kachim kalim won't bring you the gay menu. We have a perfect proof to this. It says in a brisa, kachim kachim, you will still be male if it's people. It says, why is that a perfect proof? It didn't say you did the zrika. Maybe you didn't do the zrika. So we're saying now, okay, fine. Let's assume for a moment that's what it means. Maybe you didn't do the zrika. But if you would have done the zrika, what are you claiming it would have been? No Me'ila. You're saying it's not like Rav Gidla Marav. But then why does that Braisa have to contrast the din of Kachim Kachim, where there is Me'ila before Zrika, to Kachim Kalim, where there's no Me'ila, be contrasted to Kachim Kachim itself? And say, but if you had done the Zrika, even though it's Pigal, it wouldn't remove the Me'ila. What do you have to go to Kachim Kalim for? Therefore, we're forced to say that, in fact, it means that even if you did the zrika, it would not have removed the me'ila. By the way, one thing is very interesting, that the latter part of this brisa stands on its own as an absolute proof to the second assertion of Rav Gidla Marav. Because it says over here, kachim kalim, it's not going to be maybe l'day me'ila. That was the other thing that Rav Gidla Marav said, correct? True, I mean, we've been trying to prove the first part of what he said, that by Kutcher. But meanwhile, just by the way, we have a proof over here to Rav Gidla Marav. So then, Amayka Tani said that the Kutcher Kalim ain't Ba'alim Bo. Leaflog Beresha, all we needed to do was to be Mechalik, the case, the opening case of Kutcher Kutcher. The listening, you could simply have said, Lifnei Zrika, Ba'alim Bo. Liyacha Zrika, ain't Ba'alim Bo, right? Well, now, wait, hold on a second. Ahuvad I misayel. First of all, I admit that you got me. You nailed me. At least according to the second case of the Brisa. Second case of the Brisa says, Kachim Kalim, if you do a Zrika of Pigol, I mean, obviously he's talking about Zrika in that case, right? If you do a Zrika of Pigol, then it is not going to be considered Lachmei Shel Mizbeach, and it is not going to be Chayav Me'ila. Okay. That definitely I admit, Rav Gidla Marav now has a marker in this brisa. But all I'm asking is, what about the ratio? So lema shall I say, hoyelum yisayel seifa, since you are now ready to accept that the seifa is talking about kachim kalim, the ratio is talking about liyacha zrika, kachik kachim, and it says you're chayav in me'ila. So that part also proves Rav Gidla Marav. Are we now satisfied that we have a brisa like Rav Gidla Marav completely? Yes or no? Shall we say, hold on and say, Eli, say for the say, Eli, Nami, Reisha? No, not necessarily. Because I understand your objection. What was your objection? Your objection was that if what was meant in the Reisha that it's talking about before Zrika, but after Zrika, it was actually, it would have taken off the Chiyuv Me'ila. Why didn't it just contrast Kachim Kachim to before Zrika and after Zrika? That's not, that doesn't bother me. Because Kachim Kalim, Psikale, Brazor Chalot Psikale, And to start explaining to you, remember, this Tana never spoke about Zrika, correct? He wasn't interested in getting into the details of Zrika. He doesn't know that the listener is thinking about Zrika. All he's trying to do is to tell you the dinim of a carbon that is pigel in terms of the dinim of Megillah. Legabe kachin kachin, legabe kachin kalin. So therefore, you can't say, well, I mean, if you really just wanted to show me a case where pigel would have taken off Megillah, all he needed to do was talk about kachin kachin. What's he going to have to do? Then he has to open up a Pandora's box now. What's the dinim of Zrika? Yeah, so he talks about a case where everything is clear. This is the din by kachin kachin. When you grow up and you get into it, you'll find out that there's a difference. If there was Zrika, maybe. I mean, I can't prove it. When it comes to kachin kalim, whatever the case is, even if there was a Zrika, as long as it's pigel, there's not going to be chiyuv me'ilah. So far we've proven, therefore, only the second part of Rav Gidlo Merab, that kachin kalim, a Zrika of pigel, does not create me'ilah. We haven't been able to prove the first assertion, namely that by kachin kachin, Zrika's pigel will not take off with you. Okay, so this is what we're left. Now the next piece in the Mishnah said, Klal Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Kol Shai Tano, it's no, sit down, this is not good. I'm afraid you'll lose your concentration. Klal Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Kol Shai Tala Sha'at Heter Lekohanim, Imalimba. Rabbi Yoshua says, look, it's simple to remember. The rule over here is, if it had a time, even for a moment, in which a Kohen could have eaten it, there's no more din of Megillah. If it never, ever was kosher for Kohen to eat, then the meal is not removed. Examples. A Zoe Shaitala Shatata Lekohanim. Well, you have now a carbon that was lana. Okay, fine. After the lina, I understand that Cohen's not allowed to eat it, but before the lina, there was a minute in which he could have eaten it. That already took off the me'ila. Shenitmeis, the carbon became tameh. Fine, so now the Cohen can't eat it, but doesn't get his me'ila back on it. Sheyatzah, it was taken out of the azorah. So all of those cases will never get me'ila again. Well, and if the shechita was done chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekema, or kivlu psulim, the psulim were mekabel the dam, or they were zorek the dam. So all of that would be a case where there was never a moment that a kohen could have eaten that basar. Omer le bar kapora le bar pota. Bar kapora told his nephew, bar pota, listen, ben achoti, my dear nephew, I want you, please, I'm too tired to discuss it now, but tomorrow when we get to the Beis HaMedrash, and I just learned this piece of the Mishnah, I want you to ask, and then we'll be able to open the discussion, whether the meaning of Heter L'Kohanim meant, A, Heter Shechita Shaninu, that the Shechita was done in a way that would have been Matir, the boss of the Kohanim, assuming that everything else went well, or B, Heter Zrika Shaninu, meaning that the blood was already in the coast, ready to be Zorok, and that would have been sufficient, even though there never was a moment that the Kohen actually could have eaten it, but at least the Dam was here, then maybe afterwards the Dam became possible. But Lamaisa, there was a moment in which I could have done Zrika. Oh, Heter Achila Shaninu. Or does it mean C, literally, that it had to have already been a Zrika Kshera, and the Kohen actually had a moment in which he could have eaten the Basar of the Chatas. But without that moment of true Heter Achila, the Me'ila remains on the carpet by Kachri Kadashi. So tomorrow morning, ask me. Now we will stop this and start.